Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
70 degrees in the capital city. Welcome back. One of our favorite interview subjects is in the room with us. Canadian native and founder of Tarot International is Ro Crosby. Always a delight to have her because she is so dang crystal clear in her work and her communication. It is always a pleasure. Ro, nice to have you back.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Michael.
This is like training day here. We had a little training conversation last half hour, and we're going to be talking about that as well now. We're going to talk about sales and sales careers and really getting the most out of that sales experience. We're all really selling, aren't we?
It's funny that you say that. We all seem to intellectually understand that we're all selling, and yet when you interview people and say, what is your perception of a salesperson, about 95-96% of us really don't like them.
Yeah,
but truth is, we're all selling.
Yeah, yes. Every single day. And when I say that to people, I get the same reaction. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a salesman. Of course you are.
Of course.
How did you meet your spouse?
Yes.
You had to sell yourself.
Right. We're selling products, services, our own credibility, our ideas.
Every single day. And, with all the tools that we have available to us to help broaden that experience, mm-hmm. that really does become almost a full-time job in selling yourself. All right. So how is the role of the sales professional changing as the result of some of these technological advances that we just mentioned? I mean, there are tons of things out there. What's Tarot have to say about that?
Well, I think everyone's role is changing as a result of all the technological advantages that we enjoy, but perhaps for no one more than the sales professional. If you think about the access to the internet, its search engines, its blogs, its social media sites, consumers have access to information at an unprecedented rate. They're more demanding. They expect more from their providers of products and services. And they no longer go to sales professionals for information. And that was really the wheelhouse of the sales professional mm-hmm. in the old days. And by old days, we're talking a decade or two ago. And now all of a sudden, the sales professional has to have a different model mm-hmm. for success because they're not the keeper of the information anymore.
Yeah, and that keeper of the information, you are so right on, as you always are, because my son, who is 35 years old, he is consistently going to the internet to find out anything he can about the product or service that he's going to buy. And he mm-hmm. oftentimes knows more about that product or service than what the salesperson does. And he will be turned off by salespeople that, A, don't know their product very well, and then, B, and most importantly, can't make a relationship discussion
yes.
with him.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So is that where you guys come in?
That is where we come in. Mm-hmm. Really, a successful salesperson needs
You're doing exactly what I was just doing there, searching for those words.
And one of the toolboxes is a technical toolbox. You're talking a little mm-hmm. about that. A real deep understanding of your own products and services. And what's different in that toolbox these days is the salesperson has to know more than just their own products and services. They need to understand the business challenges that their customers are facing. And so that requires a higher level of skill and knowledge. And then there's a second toolbox, and that's the one that Tarot specializes in helping people build. That's the invisible toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
That's the toolbox that's packed with the interpersonal skills. The skills to be able to challenge a customer to think a little differently than they have about their own business in the past. To disagree without being disagreeable. Those type of skills are really what characterizes the successful salesperson these days.
And when we talk about those skills, how transformative are those skills once they're learned? I mean, can we really point to increased success from salespeople?
We can. It's sometimes hard to attach metrics to business success, although in sales we're advantaged that there are some bottom lines. But there's also some intangible benefits that really pay dividends in the long term in terms of the goodwill and the relationships that we build that lead to future business. And those are a little tougher to get some measures around, but they're very important.
When we talk about technology, you know, some of the technology that we use to help sell, if you will, the Business News Hour is loaded with all the social media opportunities that are out there, from YouTube to Twitter to Facebook to our blogs and all of the other things that we do, email that goes out. But in the sales field, from a person that's selling a widget, for example, how can they leverage technology to better do a better job?
It's an interesting question. A lot of the technology relationships now with customers are still very outbound.
Yeah, the
salesperson's talking at the customer. So certainly the goal to try to have an engaging relationship technologically matters. But even with all the technology, this is still a human decision that is generally being made around a sale, particularly a large one. And relying on technology to build your network as a sales professional or to communicate with your customers is a recipe for disaster.
Now, exactly, because that technology doesn't have a soul.
Indeed.
Yeah. And, I see this a lot where people are saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do whatever I'm doing. I'm going to send out mass emails, or I'm going to be, it's all this broadcast. When in reality, I think to be a very successful person in the world of sales, and not that I am, but that you have to listen more than you talk.
Oh, that is so true.
Yeah.
And particularly if you're going to pack that toolbox with the knowledge to understand the customer's business, you absolutely have to listen more than you talk.
You know, it's one of the things that I think is so interesting. Many of us who are selling whatever it is that we are selling, we often enter a room and then we do a lot of the speaking. But I learned a long time ago that probably the most important thing that a salesperson can ask is, how can we be of assistance to you to help your company succeed?
Yes.
Is that too trite?
It's not too trite. The sentiment is appropriate. One of the big changes that we're seeing is the way that we assist. You know, there was a belief in the old days that the customer is always right. And if the customer is wrong, it was always see rule number one, the customer is always right.
Right.
We now have a real understanding that the customer is overwhelmed with information, is needing a partner in decision making. And so now when we assist a customer, we're best able to do that by actually becoming their partner and sometimes challenging their thinking processes, which is very different than assuming they're right and meeting all of their needs.
Which comes down to a very basic word in this entire conversation is trust.
Yes.
And how does Taro International help people engage potential clients or customers and build that trust relationship?
Trust, we know, is built over time. But there is some science and art that talks about how we can start those relationships off right. If you're not trustworthy, you will get found out in the long term. But the challenge is, how do you, in a new relationship with not very much time, build trust? And we look at the science of neuro-linguistic programming. Mm-hmm. We look at how people make decisions, how they're persuaded, and we can leverage that knowledge in sales interactions.
Carlos Alvarez was in not too very long ago talking about communication skills. And I had a great time in that interview because he is so direct and so positive, and he uses all the gestures. I mean, he walks the walk,
indeed,
you know. And I found myself really, and this sounds odd, but I was really enveloped in his personality.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, if this guy were selling ice to Eskimos, he would probably do a pretty good job. So is that one of the things that you help people to become, is that enveloping personality that is true and believable?
Well, each of us has our own unique personality, and we want to be authentic to who we are. The thing that Carlos sells so incredibly well, as do the other members of the Taro team, are the benefits of these skills. And you've had the opportunity to interact with several members of the team. And interestingly, the same set of skills may look different on different people, but they work really effectively if you manage to stick with them.
Well, and those skills are all about the opportunity to better, and I believe, because I am a communicator, this is what we do.
This is what you do.
And so if we're not clear in our communication message and really interested in listening to what a customer says, if I were in sales, then we miss that opportunity to really be supportive.
Yes.
When we look at a most common mistake that a salesperson might make out there in the street, what might that one thing be?
There's two. One is trying to sell a solution, a product, or a service before they have a complete understanding of what the needs are.
Yeah.
It sounds very basic. The other is speaking from the perspective of self. It's really hard to get out of our own skin, but the customer will be listening from their own perspective. They'll make a buying decision based on their own perspective, and that's the one that the sales professional only needs to address them from.
So they have to know what situation they're about to solve.
Yes.
Before they sell the product.
Yes. It sounds simple enough, and it's not easy at all.
It's sometimes homework, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Roe Crosby, ladies and gentlemen, from Taro International. You can find out more about Taro International, a proud sponsor of the Business News Hour, by going to taro.com. That's T-E-R-O. Thank you, Roe, for coming in and doing that.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
It is a training Tuesday, for crying out loud. Thanks to everyone who put this show together. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls this afternoon. The voice of insight on Business the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all those folks, for our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.